Thanks for sticking with us during the break. You were listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network. Guys, when you hear my voice start to slow down, you know what time of the week it is. It's the Honorary Captains of the Week segment. I say it every week, my favorite segment of our entire show. We have a long list of athletes, 11 to be precise, this season, competing to raise funds and awareness for childhood cancer. We're calling it a fight because that's just what it is. And every single one of our 11 athletes take the field on Saturday and they fight themselves. But there's just something bigger than the sport of football, and that's exactly what this partnership is. Joining me, Illinois State Redbird wide receiver, star wide receiver, might I add, Daniel Sobkowitz, and alongside him, Ryan Kramer, managing partner, Northwestern Mutual Chicagoland. Ryan, I will start with you. I appreciate you for giving the show some time this week.
Yeah, you bet, Stone. Thanks for doing this again this year, and we're thrilled to be a part of it.
And Dan, to you, myself, my co-host Kevin Marshall, we're huge fans of your game. We think you're easily one of the top wide receivers in all of the subdivision, but I want to give the audience a chance to learn who Dan is under the helmet. But nonetheless, thanks so much for giving the show some time this week.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Really blessed to be able to be a part of this, and looking forward to talk to you a little bit about who I am and how this is all going.
I love it. So last year we got 12 athletes together. We raised about $50,000, and all because of the fans pitching in, competing, and it got hot down the stretch. And we're at that point of the season where these donations, all of the lemon top challenges that we preach about every single week, are going to start stacking up, and you're going to see Daniel's numbers climb for Ryan Kramer and the Chicagoland squad. You're going to see the Redbirds get going. They're already going right now on the football field. This team, my opinion, is playoff bound. They have 4 winnable games at the end of the season. Close your ears for that, Daniel. You can never hear anybody say you got winnable games, but that is just what it is right now. I'll call it that. This Redbird squad, led by a head coach that myself and Kevin Marshall are very, very fond of and thinks that he has one of the best mustaches in all of the entire subdivision. Moving on to this year, though, this is year 2, 11 universities, 11 schools, Daniel being one of them. I talked about raising awareness and raising funds. That's what we're doing. Something that I don't think everybody has an opportunity to do. And once it comes around, you got to kind of grasp it. And I'll start with that, Dan. When this opportunity presented itself, kind of your initial thoughts and how excited you were.
Yeah, I mean, I was really excited for the opportunity just because, I'm a business administration major. And I mean, talking with Ryan was nice to, be able to get that connection, and then also being able to do this podcast, and then hearing about the tailgate. I mean, that's all good stuff, I think.
And Ryan, when you hear Dan mention a few of those things, were those the things that stood out to you and made you kind of go after and make sure that you needed and that you had Dan on this list? What was it about him?
Yeah, interesting question, Stone. So, for years being pretty close to the ISU program and Coach Spack, and now Dr. Beggs and Paul Cabies and some of the other folks there in the administration, Brennan White. When I last year with Zach Anikstead and then this year again, talked to all of them, and they were just super excited about Dan. Obviously, I was aware of his football prowess and his numbers, and he had a good year last year, really good year last year, and poised to have a big year, which he's doing this year. But for me, it's always about the person and the character and the type of teammate. And that's when I was asking those questions to some of those people in the know, that's what was coming back quickly on Dan. And so it made a pretty quick, easy decision for us that Dan was the right guy to promote in this way, not only like you said, on the name, image, likeness piece, but also the ability to deal with his teammates, deal with the administration, deal with the school, and then he's a good player. So when you put all that stuff together, again, pretty excited for Dan and pretty excited for this opportunity for him.
Yeah, damn good player. Kind of an understatement. Dan, you're really good at what you do, but that's what's important about what we're doing right now and why we're chatting, because the list of athletes, you and 10 others, are not just random athletes from around the FCS. They're legitimately handpicked, they're scanned, and everybody in charge of choosing their athlete that represents their office, that represents Northwestern Mutual as a whole, and that represents FCS Nation as well, which we're glad to be a part of that is a really special person and has the ability to go on and do bigger and better things. And you wasted no time, Dan, in 2 minutes bringing up that you're a business admin major and that this is something that you want to do and you can see yourself doing in the future. And it's much bigger than what you're doing right now in playing sport. Of course, we all want to go play on Sundays. I understand that. I myself at one point did as well, but we understand that there are bigger things in life out there. And I think the fight against cancer, let alone childhood cancer, is something that if you ever have the opportunity to have a hand in, I think no matter who you are, where you are, you need to pounce on. And Alex Lemonade Stand Foundation, they've done a damn good job. Northwestern Mutual as well, in that partnership with them, has donated more than $60 million to the cause overall. And that's just a little over a decade. Some of the numbers are absolutely crazy. Northwestern Mutual, over 700,000 hours of research through their partnership with ALS and their foundation. Daniel, do you ever have that thought, or have you, when approached by Ryan and where you sit right now, that, damn, I am doing something bigger than this, bigger than me, and this means a lot more than the sport I play in an everyday activity for me?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I obviously, I've been really blessed not to know any family members that have any relations to cancer, but I have had some friends, teammates that know people, and I mean, it's a hard topic to talk about, and just being able to, you know, help others and obviously be able to support and do this fundraiser is obviously a good thing. So,
and Alex Lemonade Stand, the foundation, it's a leading childhood cancer research organization, provides support, whether that's financially, whether that's helping with transport. All of those things falls under the umbrella, the giant umbrella that Alex and her mother, Liz, hold over their head very, very stoutly. And Ryan, I kind of want to follow up on what Dan just spoke about. He personally was infected. I do want to ask you, though, do you have a passion for the fight against childhood cancer? Has a family member, has a friend of a family member, anybody in your life, have you had to step in and help out fight this disease?
Yeah. So a couple of things. Fortunately, I have three healthy kids that haven't. But they certainly have had friends, and you know, certainly one thing for an adult, but when you think about a kid who doesn't know what's going on or why it's happening to them or what they're struggling with is really hard when you actually stop and think about that, whether you know somebody or you don't. So that is super important. And like I said, fortunate, you know, at this point in our three kids. But yes, we've had several family members who have dealt with the breast cancer or other types of cancer. Unfortunately, just 2 months ago, we lost our my wife's sister, who was 49, to breast cancer. And so pretty tough, you know, couple of months, a couple of years that she dealt with it, and certainly the last couple of months. You know, and it's a nasty thing, right? It's something that, you know, unfortunately we all are deal with it in one way or another. It all affects us in one way or another. You know, some of us are blessed and lucky that it's not directly, you know, tied to ourselves or, you know, a close family members, and, you know, others unfortunately have to go through it multiple times. And, anytime you can raise some money in the world of helping people, certainly in the cancer arena, and like you said, to drill down even on the childhood cancer arena, I think it's a good use of our time. And we're all fortunate, you know, in this, you know, a lot of us are fortunate to be born where we're born and live where we live and have the families that we do. And some of us, you know, in our workplace, we've had a little bit of success. And when those kind of things happen, it's, you know, it's our duty to make sure that we're, you know, giving back. And this is one of those great places that we've chose to give back on. And Northwestern's been a leader in that, as you said, you know, since 2012, over $60 million that they've, that our firm nationwide has given back to that organization. And we're super proud of that. And we're going to continue on that fight until the fight's won.
Poetic stuff for Mr. Kramer, managing partner, Chicagoland area, Northwestern Mutual, and joining him, Daniel Sobkowitz, Illinois State Redbird wide receiver. You said something right there that I kind of want to tug on, Ryan. You said a lot of good things, but one of them was that we get to dip our feet into the field of athletes, Division I college athletes. How important is that to not only your office, but Northwestern Mutual as a whole, to be able to build a relationship with a young man who's a really good football player, who is really good in school, and kind of bring them in and show them what you do? How important is grabbing collegiate athletes for you guys?
Yeah, so great question, Stone. There's a couple pieces to that. First of all, you know, as you know, we have a huge internship program nationally, locally. It's a stake in the ground for us. So we work with college students year-round in our year-round sales internship, and we have other internships that aren't related to sales as well. And so it's a blast working with college kids, right? They're smart, they're eager, they teach us a lot of things. They're very creative, and so just in general, working with college students is a joy for us. And then when you can, you know, give, you know, college kids, college students, the opportunity to learn a little bit more, not only around business and some things of that nature, but when it ties to something of this nature, it's cool because, you know, a guy like Dan, who, you know, is a good person, he's from a great family, he's going to do great things in life, you know, in football, outside of football, he's going to give back to his community wherever he ends up. He's going to do those types of things. But the earlier that somebody like Dan or Zach last year, or, you know, some of these other folks around the country get exposed to these organizations and these opportunities, it's great. It is, they get off to a faster start. It's going to mean more later. He's going to remember this, you know, in the future, and regardless of really where he, you know, spends his time and money in the future, this will be valuable. And it's really a neat thing that these kids across the country get to get involved in a little earlier than they probably would have otherwise.
Exactly. Exactly. Just put the cherry on top right there. Daniel, when you hear Ryan preach the gospel like that, as a business admin major, I kind of want to ask how excited you are about everything, but I'll tailor it this way. You're a college athlete. I myself am a former college athlete. Pretty much everybody who's been on the show, former college athlete. It's a full-time job, we call it. And I think there's an era that doesn't necessarily believe that that's the case. Balancing football, balancing school, balancing your life. For you personally, how easy or hard is that balance? Because I will ask after Ryan about the internship program and how athletes are really successful and how they have a really, really long laundry list of athletes who have interned with them and now work full time, or people working full time for them who were interns at one point. But how do you see it? We're all different. How do you see your work? And I'll call football work in this interview. Life and school balance. How do you go about that on a week to week basis in the middle of a season?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely something you got to get used to. I started off freshman year was pretty rough. Just, you know, always doing something. I mean, I feel like I'm still a pretty busy person before college and always out and about, but I just kind of got used to, you know, knowing my schedule, writing down my schedule and having a set time for everything. I mean, now it's just kind of pretty easy, I'd say. And I'm used to it. And I mean, I really like it just because I don't really like just sitting around and not doing much. And I like to be active. And I mean, especially with this NIL deal, it's just getting me going even more, which is nice. So
Ryan, I'll ask now, a lot of the things that he just spoke about, this schedule, why do college athletes, why are they so successful with Northwestern Mutual?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, a lot of the stuff he said, we've had a lot of great success with former college and pro athletes. They're used to a schedule. They're used to being busy. They don't have a lot of downtime. When they're doing something, whether it's school or work or whatever, they're efficient. You know, they certainly want to win. You know, we love that. We love that aspect. You know, and especially in the world that we live in finance and growing businesses. So they like to keep score. They like to win. So they get to continue doing that. They're driven, they're passionate, and they're a lot of them are team players. Even the ones that are individual sports, you know, they're still part of a team. So, you know, if they're a gymnast or a wrestler, right, you know, they might play one-on-one, but they certainly are on a team. And so we're big team sports folks in the office as well. So those are many of the reasons we've had success. And, you know, when you're somebody like Dan too, and playing at a high level, you also are dealing with, older people in your life. You're dealing with coaches, administrators. You know, there's a lot, as you both know from playing college football, there's a lot that goes behind the scenes that the average person wouldn't know in dealing with alumni and opportunities that come up and administration, which for me, a kid that didn't play college sports, that wanted to, wasn't quite as good at like you two. I wish I was. I wish I was a couple inches taller, a little bit faster, whatever it would have taken
Don't we all?
to be there, right? But that being said, like my college experience from that aspect was just a little easier. I just didn't have as much of as many of those things going on. I didn't have to figure out my schedule quite to the level that you guys did. So those are a laundry list of things that that gentlemen like Dan are really great for our internship and our full-time opportunity.
A fellow managing partner of yours, can't remember who it was or when it was, but dropped a nugget that I don't think I'll ever forget. If you want something done, give it to a busy person. And I think that perfectly aligns with exactly what we're talking about. If you want something done, give it to a busy person. Northwestern Mutual, the only company to be recognized as a top 100 internship program for 24 straight years. It's ridiculous that it's my favorite of them all. It is their bread and butter at Northwestern Mutual. And if anybody has any interest, please, please, it's not hard to find out your nearest location, any other information that you're looking for. Find a guy like Ryan Kramer, pick his brain. I know Daniel will do just that. Kind of want to turn the leaf over, talk a little bit of football here. Having a chat here, Ryan Kramer, managing partner, Chicagoland area. Alongside him is Daniel Saab. Quits Illinois State Redbirds wide receiver. They both are our honorary captains of the week in the fight against childhood cancer in 2024. Guys, $15,000 has already been raised between the 11 of you, and we're not done yet. We're averaging a little over $3,000-$4,000 a weekend, and in November and December and early January, for that Frisco time, that national championship time, is really when things start heating up. Last year, first year doing it, little under $50,000. This year, we're trying to quadruple that. So get in on the fight. Daniel, you guys are playing really good football right now. I think when you go through the schedule, you look at an Iowa loss, right? We're all going to have those. Been a part of plenty of those in my college playing career. But then you rip off a bunch of wins. You guys are 5-3 right now. And I said this earlier on in the interview, I think four winnable games to get it done. So I think you guys are going to end with a really good looking record and be a playoff team. But I just want to ask the vibe in the facility right now, the energy, how is it for the Redbirds?
Yeah, I think we're really confident, and we're treating this like playoffs now. I mean, this is must-win games, all four of these, just because we don't know how we're going to get placed in the playoffs or not, but we know that if we win these four games, we will be in the playoffs. And that's just kind of what it's been, especially with this bye week that we've had. I mean, it's been really nice for people to, especially myself, to just get healthy, do a bunch of rehab treatment on certain things that have been bothering, and get ready for these last four games in the playoffs.
And Ryan, watching this team from a distance, what's something that you've noticed as they've just ripped off a bunch of wins recently? I mean, they beat up on a Southern Illinois team. Missouri State's not a bad squad. Murray State dropped a 40 on them. Obviously, they're on a bye week right now, and Youngstown State up next, coming off a big win over North Dakota. But now you got to go to Normal. I mean, you got to deal with Brock's back. You got to deal with Daniel Sobkowitz. You got to deal with a lot of the guys on the roster that, like Daniel just mentioned, are treating early November like the playoffs. Ryan, what's one thing that you've noticed about this team that's kind of different than last year? Because it seems like they've elevated a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say two things. One, you just mentioned on the injury. I got Coach Back's report to some alumni a couple weeks ago. It's maybe 3, possibly 4 weeks ago, and the laundry list of injuries to key players. I mean, starters, all conference type players, couple of them potentially all American type players that were out, some of them for the season, a couple of them just nicked up. Dan has, a leg injury as well, and he was on that list at the time and missed just a short period of time. So the fact that to hang tough, to play well, to get wins done, to stick to it during that time of all these injuries, all these backups, all these people playing, that's one that really stands out. So that's part of what I'm excited about, what the next, four games holds, and like you guys both said, the playoffs after that, if things work out right. The other thing is they're scoring points, man. They are putting up some points, so
Yes.
that part is fun, right? Dan's gotten the end zone 6 times so far this year. His other receiving buddy 3 times. I mean, they're getting into the end zone, and I expect nothing less than, hanging a big number on Youngstown tomorrow. So excited to be there live and in person, and watch them hang a big number on those boys.
I love it. And yeah, I appreciate you talking about that list of injuries. And this Redbird squad has been injury ridden, seems like, all season. Dan, how big is it to get a guy like Amir Abdullah back?
Oh yeah, I mean, just like this last week, I mean, you could tell puts a really big impact on the defense, even when we're going up against them. And it's really nice to have him back, just because I mean his speed off the edge and the way he like just knows the game and his IQ and just being able to feel everything out and just make plays. He's a playmaker, so it's good to have him back.
Very, very, very high IQ players, Mr. Amir Abdullah. I love it. You guys are rolling. You're taking on Youngstown State. It's a big game for you coming off of a bye. Youngstown State, team that just, dare I say, knocked off North Dakota, because it seems like North Dakota's been slipping as of recent. But what have you seen from Youngstown State? Are you guys excited? Is this going to be a battle? What can you give FCS Nation kind of a peek behind the curtain into this game and this uploading matchup?
Yeah, I mean, Youngstown State has been good. I mean, every single year that we've played them, it's always been a dogfight. We actually came up short on them the last 2 years. They've won on game-winning drives, which is something that kind of stuck with us and has been sticking with us. And we're definitely got a little chip on our shoulder for sure to, try to get that win back this year. And we're hoping to do so.
Definitely hoping to do so. We'll be tuning into that game. And Ryan, you talked about being there in person this weekend. I do believe I'm going to give you the floor here. There's an event taking place this week. If you kind of want to give our audience the lay of the land, location, time, all of the details and how to get involved, the floor is yours.
Yeah, no, thanks. I was excited to mention that we have a tailgate set up. We'll be in the north, just north of the end zone, just north of the field tomorrow at noon. So Saturday the 2nd against Youngstown State, we'll be in actually parking spots 105, 106. Not hard. It won't be hard to find us, and we'll have a little bit of food and some drink, and more importantly, we'll have some opportunities for people that do want to donate in Dan's name towards Alex's Lemonade Stand fighting childhood cancer. I will be up there for a couple hours before the game kicks off. Dan's hoping to stop by there for a minute or two, and of course, he's got plenty of stuff to get ready for. And but we're really pumped about this. We got into the game a little late last year, so we didn't get a chance to get an event set up, and so we were a little bit more ahead of a game this year. And this will be our first official big event. We'll do some lemon top challenges, so we'll have a little fun. We'll take some pictures, and we'll certainly have those opportunities for people to learn more if they need to and would like to, and certainly if they want to donate. But more importantly, it'll be fun camaraderie. We'll be psyched up. We're excited to move to 6-3 tomorrow and take down Youngstown.
I love it. I love it. He just gave you the lay of the land, folks. Saturday, 12 p.m. is when they really get rolling. Get there a little earlier. Maybe you'll just meet Daniel Sobkowitz, Illinois State wide receiver. It's 2 p.m. kick. Talked about the location north of the stadium. Get to know Daniel. Shake hands with Ryan. Get to know the rest of Ryan's squad and who he's rolling with from the Chicagoland area. It's awesome. This initiative is awesome. I'm super excited for it. And Redbirds Nation, it is time to do your job. We need to raise some money. We need to get this thing going and heat this competition up. And Daniel, you also have a job, and that's to get Redbirds Nation to donate to you, the Kramer Network office, the Chicagoland area, everybody involved in this, so you can rise in these rankings. How do people do that?
Yeah, so FCS on FCSNationRadio.com, you go to the right-hand side. There's a going little section that you can click on, and then on that page, you'll be able to donate. And I mean, I think it's really important to do that, just because I mean, they're kids first of all, and I mean, cancer is something you don't really want to really talk about, just because it's such a bad thing. And I mean, obviously you want to avoid it, but kind of have to, do your part and help out people and, do all that good stuff, of course. And I'm proud to be a part of this, and I'm just really excited to see what these donations and the fundraiser gets to.
Love it. FCSNationRadio.com, right-hand side of the screen. Alex's Lemonade Stand. Pop it up. You'll see the rankings. You'll see Daniel's name. It's as easy as that. Ryan, there are also other ways to contribute to this without actually pulling money out of your wallet. How is that?
Yeah, so you can go hashtag Northwestern Mutual Chicagoland. You can hashtag Alex Lemonade Foundation, Stan Foundation, and you can hashtag Roll Birds, one of the official slogans for the ISU Redbirds. So please hashtag those, get moving in the social media world, and help support this great cause.
I love it. Preach what Ryan just said. It's as easy as holding a lemon or not holding. That's cheating. Balancing a lemon on your head. Tag a Northwestern Mutual. Tag Alex's lemonade stand. Hashtag roll birds. And there it is right there. Northwestern Mutual will match $10 donation. You don't have to spend any money. You don't have to donate any of your hard-earned money. You can do it for free. Northwestern Mutual will do it for you. Daniel, I'm looking forward to your game against Youngstown. Good luck Saturday, although I don't think you'll need it. And good luck the rest of the way, although I don't think you'll need it until the playoffs roll around. You guys are kicking ass right now. I think teams 5-3. You're going to end the season 9-3. A lot of good things ahead.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on this podcast. Nothing but good things. It's good to meet you and, talk about some ball and this fundraiser and all that good stuff. So,
and Ryan, to you, thank you so much for giving the show some time this week. It really means a lot. And you guys are a very important region.
Yeah, absolutely. Stone, say the same thing. Thanks, Dan, for being a part of this. Take a little time out of his busy schedule. We're looking forward to the playoff race down the stretch. We'll be cheering you on, and we'll certainly be raising some money along the way. And Stone, again, thanks to you and FCS Nation. I mean, this is a cool, really cool program that you guys have. A shout out to Chris Schenkel, managing partner at Northwestern Mutual in South Dakota, who really got this going, and his relationships with FCS Nation. It's been fantastic. I mean, this is a really neat event that you guys do and promote, and it's something you don't have to do, right? And you choose to do it, and we can't be more proud of you guys, and really want to thank you for your help in this cause.
Ryan just preaching the gospel the entire episode. It's gold right there. It's gold from both of you guys, and I can't thank you enough for your time. That was Ryan Kramer, managing partner of the Chicagoland area of Northwestern Mutual, and Daniel Sopkowitz, wide receiver, Illinois State. On the other side of the break, it's the pick segment. Trust me, you're not going to want to miss this. More underdogs than you could possibly imagine. You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.
You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.